Hi, Mort. This is Layla.
Okay, Layla.
My husband left me 6 months ago, after 17 years of marriage. I'm sorry. We had the most beautiful marriage together. But the problem is, he had an emotional affair with the girlfriend about 9 months ago, and she found him on Facebook, and they had a long history together. And but after me lashing out and being vindictive, feeling vindictive, he left in January. But he was he felt very close to me. He would come to me and, you know, wanted to be close. But at the same time, he would say that he wants divorce after being close to me. And but every time I see him, he's very hurt. He is like he's struggling, he's hurting, and he's in pain. And
Layla.
So, yes.
Layla, what's your question?
My question is, since I signed up for this program. He knows that I signed up because the charge was on the credit card. He asked me, what is this for? And I said, it's for my marriage. He's been silent since then. He hasn't been in touch with my boys. I have two boys. And he hasn't been in touch with me. And I've never heard anything from the lawyer. So everything's been in silent mode, and I don't know what is going on.
So what's your question?
My question is, why is he silent? Why is he not responding?
Okay. So let me take the opportunity. First of all, I don't know the answer to the question. How could I possibly? But let me take the opportunity to say something that I think will be useful to you, Layla, and to everybody else. I understand that when you're in these circumstances, your mind is being flooded with a million questions. It's important to be able to break them out into two categories, to be able to distinguish between two types of questions. The first type is the question that is striking your curiosity, but the answer for which will not be useful to you. Or maybe there's no way to answer the question. Or even if you did have the answer to the question, it wouldn't matter. It wouldn't change what you were going to do tomorrow. You might be a little less curious, but it really wouldn't change things. Now, I don't have to tell all of you that these situations are draining. They're exhausting. It takes a tremendous amount of energy over the course of many months to turn this ship around and to save a marriage. You need all that time and all that energy to devote to the issues and the questions that really you can do something about. You need to devote that energy to questions where if you had the answer to the question, it would actually be relevant. It would actually help you. You'd be able to do something. I didn't do this to Layla, but often when I get questions like this, it's a little shocking to the person, but I do it to make a point. I sometimes say to the person, what would you do with the answer to that question if you had it? If I answered that question for you, what would you then do with the answer? There's usually silence on the other end of the phone. Because and they get the point, which is, well, I guess nothing. Nothing. It really doesn't matter in a tangible way. Sure, I'm curious. Sure, I'd like to know, right? It could fill my diary. I could talk about it, and it would offer me explanations for this and explanations for that. But it just doesn't matter. I don't know, Layla, what's going on with your husband and why he's been a little bit more distant now. Does it have to do with him seeing the credit card bill? I don't know. I have no idea. But it doesn't really matter because it's not going to change. It doesn't change what you need to do. You need to reach out to your husband in 100 different ways consistently and try to rebuild the connection. And by the way, I just want to challenge something you said earlier in your introduction. You said we have had the most wonderful marriage or something like that. I can't remember your exact words. It gives me no pleasure to say this to you. But if you're in this program and in this situation, you did not have the most wonderful marriage. You may have felt that things were okay. Your perspective may have been that you had a good marriage. But I can guarantee you that for a decent chunk of those years, your husband was thinking and feeling something different. It could be he's a conflict-avoiding, people-pleasing kind of person, and therefore he never had the strength or the courage to find a voice and be able to speak up and share that with you. It could be that you're not so sensitive to him or weren't so tuned in, didn't really have your pulse on what he was thinking and feeling. I don't know. Could be a combination of those two things. It's possible there's other explanations. But one thing for sure is you missed it. You missed it. It was there. These things don't happen overnight. Don't misunderstand. I've seen thousands of situations where the spouse I'm talking to says exactly what Lila said. They're blindsided. They didn't see it coming. From their perspective, it happened overnight. But in 100% of the cases, whenever I've had the opportunity to speak to the other spouse, believe me, for them, it didn't happen overnight. It's been building for years. In some cases, they've been trying to express it, and they weren't heard. There's a lot of possible explanations and scenarios for why it was missed. But it's not helpful. It's not helpful for you to think and to say to yourself, we had the most wonderful, awesome marriage. You know, as if you were unlucky and lightning struck. You were not unlucky and lightning struck. There was fundamental things wrong with your marriage for years. And that might be a bitter pill to swallow. But once you swallow it, now you can begin to take an honest look at yourself and your marriage and try to identify, what do I need to change? What was missing that needs to be in our marriage? What kinds of initiatives do I need to take? What qualities do I need to infuse into our marriage, and how do I infuse them? But it really starts with a recognition that things weren't awesome.